everyone. Welcome back. My name is Heather. This is Alter the Podcast. We're here with our co-host Tanya, all the way from Pakistan. You're still in your homeland. How's that going? You're there for another few weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. And hey, Heather.
Hi.
It's good to be back.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Tanya. Well, yeah, welcome back. Here we are. Another week of living. Another week of living in opposite ends of the world.
Yeah, and bringing our attention to joy and the juiciness of life.
Yes. So we're here and we wanted to explore the Sutra 7. But we are exploring Sutra 7, and this is, we're continuing in our explorations of the sutras. So a few weeks ago we shared Sutra 6, and now we are moving on to Sutra 7. And one of the main things that stood out to both Tanya and I is the sense of freedom or liberation that we can kind of pull one of the teachings from the sutras. Is based on that. How do we invite a sense of freedom or liberation into the space of a meditation practice? But what we'll start with today is just a little bit of the reading from the actual sutra from, of course, the book known as the Radiant Sutras, written by Dr. Lauren Roche. This is page 42, if any of you out there are having the text in front of you. But Tanya, do you want to open us? Look at that beautiful book. Open.
This precious, precious book.
Yes. Yes.
I love how part of meditation, so much of meditation is about attention and the quality of attention and the quality of awareness. How we're tuning into life. How we're paying attention to life. And the first line in this sutra says, let your attention glide through the centers of awareness along the spine with adoring intent. There is a song to each area of the body, resonating in sweet vortices. Long rhythmic vowels and hums. And I just want to like take a little pause here and reflect on the quality of attention. And one of our intentions, Heather's and mine, as we started doing this podcast was, yes, it was to explore this gorgeous book and the teachings of our mentor. But it was also to bring meditations, to bring the occasion, the invitation, the opportunity to connect to ourselves, an invitation for you to connect to yourself, to meet with yourself, to get acquainted with yourself again, to take a pause. And it doesn't have to be serious. It can be anything that you desire it to be. We're both very playful and often think up very naughty, silly things, and we enjoy that. And it's part of, you know, part of the many flavors of life. And one of the things we were talking about, Heather, isn't it, that we find a lot of meditation teaching can be very serious in nature and very, you know, a little bit on the stiff side. And we're a little bit more flexible. We're a little bit more playful about it. So circling back to what Lauren Roche is trying to bring our attention to in this sutra is about the quality of attention. Right? Meditation is that. It's when you're watching your baby or you're watching your puppy or you're watching someone you love do something they love, and you're just observing them, and there's a quality to you. There's a tenderness in the way that you're watching them. There's a sense of quiet delight or playful delight or
loving delight. You're so
right.
Yeah.
And so to bring the attention to that, the quality of your attention is what really it's so much of what meditation is.
To bring your attention to the quality of your attention. I like that statement you just said. to bring your attention to the quality of your attention and to be intrigued by that. And, you know, sometimes we can play with the memory of that. Oh, yeah, what was that like, you know, the last time I was observing a child or somewhere in the world that I love and how that place naturally captivated me. You know, the memory of it or an invitation maybe for today is what quality of attention do I naturally bring to the things that I love, those parts of the day that I'm really looking forward to. Mm. That person that I can't wait to see. You know, how am I in their presence compared to, you know, other parts of the day when you just, you know, we often get through the things in a day that maybe it's not our favorite thing, our to-do list, our taxes, the quality of attention you bring to your taxes compared to the quality of attention you bring to a loving friendship. They're just different. They are all a part of the lived experience. You know, we're going to ride the spectrum, right, of attention over and over again. Is one better than the other? I don't know. I would say no. It just is the acceptance of like, this is the attention that I bring here compared to that. To get to know that. I mean, right, this is another piece of this, like getting to know that about yourself, observing that in ourselves.
And then how a thing changes, how a moment and how your relationship to that thing changes when you are attending to it in a conscious and aware way, as opposed to if you're just attending to it like you would just as you were rushing or racing through life, how something changes, how your relationship, your dialogue with that thing changes.
Right. Yeah, it's that idea. I think we mentioned this maybe a few episodes ago of spending 10 seconds with something compared to 2 minutes. It's not a massive amount more, you know, of time, but what an extra 90 seconds can give to what gifts you can receive from that moment, that person, if you're like kind of like sinking in, like settling into the conversation rather than anticipating the next five things in your day, but like it's like earthing with it.
I like that so much, earthing with it rather than zoning in or focusing. Earthing is so much more, has such a warm feel about it, like a homely feel about it. Yeah. Getting acquainted and familiarized with something. And it feels as if the yuktis, the contemplations on these sutras are in the back of the book. And the one for this particular sutra is freedom. Even the freedom to attend to certain things the way that you wish to attend to them. There is a song to each area of the body resonating in sweet vortices, long rhythmic vowels and hums. Ah, and e and It's like every energy center has its own vibration, resounding on and on. Find the harmonies emanating from the circulation of life energies. Listen to these as sounds, then more subtly as an underlying hum, eventually as most subtle feeling. Then diving more deeply, dissolve into freedom. I'm kind of glad you asked me to finish reading it because it did lead us into freedom eventually. So again, it's the quality of attention that we give to a thing, the nature of the attention that we give to it that can carry us through this portal into the freedom, into that openness, into the sense of becoming one with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you go in, you dive in. Where in your body right now do you feel any sense of warmth or circulation, you know, or if that's not even available, which is fine, can we maybe place the hands on that part of around some part of your spine, right? And it's just the idea is then, like, again, that like earthing with it, like just being so curious and intrigued of like what's possible for me to sense and to feel. And this could be a year-long exploration. There's nothing there for seconds, for minutes, for months, but to just to like be gentle with our attention, to be gentle with ourselves in that way of like, okay, sweetie, like we're just gonna keep coming back to this. I don't know, I have my hand on like the back of my heart space and the hand on the front, and just what would it be like to tend to so tenderly some from this sutra, right? Some area of your spine, some area along the length of your spine, and kind of dedicate some time on a daily or weekly basis to notice what you notice. And then perhaps eventually, I mean, the idea is if we give our attention to something fully and over, like that can lead us to that sense of freedom or union, deeper connection, because we spend more time there. It's kind of natural, right? It's that natural thing. Like you cook the kale or like chicken and you've never cooked it before. Like the first time you cook it, if you're not trying to follow a recipe, it's like, it might be kind of a disaster. But if you decide, okay, every day for the next 6 months of my life, I'm going to cook the chicken and I'm going to see what's possible here, what I can learn from just being the experience with this cooking process. Like you will naturally get better. Like you, something will change because of all the time that you're spending, right, with that, whatever it is. So
attending to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Attending. And there's tension that can be there. I don't know. Lauren often goes off, you know, on this whole thread of the root of the word to attend to, right? The tending.
Right. And there is a certain tension in attention, isn't there?
Yes. The tension in attention.
It's that sukshma we were talking about a few episodes ago, the holding and the releasing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Kumbhaka, the tender holding.
Mm-hmm.
Sukshma was more subtle, but that tender holding and creating that safety, but also letting it have space and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me
gentle.
Sorry, you want to finish that thought?
No, and it's just kind of like when someone says they've got your back, you know, it's that feeling. It's that feeling of comfort. It's that feeling of knowing something's just tenderly got the space in its protection and safety.
Which I think is another layer of this sutra, is that in the space of our meditation, this idea of in the inner realms, giving full freedom for your attention to glide and drift and wander wherever it may want to go, knowing that we're not acting in those moments. We're in our safe space of meditation, but to kind of give over to that, right, whatever wants to be dialogued with, conversed inside of us, all the inner parts, like letting our inner selves run wild, knowing that we're just laying, sitting, standing there, and what sense of freedom we can feel in our outer lives if we're fully giving in and allowing for whatever wants to be a part of the inner explorations. Like to be in the experiment of that. But the idea, like, freedom leads to freedom. If we're constricting in these inner practices with ourselves, saying no, certain parts of me are not allowed in this very safe place, like, what does that have the potential to lead to in our outer lives? So I think Lauren says something about, like, this whole let meditation begin with freedom. And if you feel lost, don't know exactly where to begin again, just go back to freedom. Create a space, set your timer, 5 minutes, just freedom, whatever wants to be there. Mm. Again, in that safe place that you set up for yourself, where you feel like just you can sink in, you can earth into it.
So maybe we could, you and I could guide a little meditation with freedom as at the center of it.
Yeah, I think we should do that in our next episode, because we're like coming towards the end of this episode today. So we can just leave a little thread for you all that you should come back if you want to experience a guided practice with both Tanya and I of liberation and freedom in the space of meditation. That's what we'll be back with next time. So, but what are some last thoughts for today on the sutra? On maybe if you could share, like, freedom for you, how has that served you in the space of inner practice, meditation, yoga? How has that influenced you?
Freedom is, I think, the core, the center, the absolute main pillar of every aspect of my life. I think freedom is so essential and integral to us human beings. It's everything that we fight for. It's everything that we insist upon. You know, and then here's the thing, and this is a thought to close with, and to invite you to our next episode where we lead a meditation on freedom. And the thought is that we often consider freedom an outward activity. Mm. There, freedom has to be had from something or someone. Freedom is owning certain something. It's always like an outward act of achieving something, or if I did this, if I reached this point in my life, I have freedom to do whatever else. But what we're trying to introduce is that all the things that are happening on the outside, there is a reflection, there is a mirror image of that on the inside. And that's where your meditation resides. That's where you can indulge in meditation and what you're aching for on the outside. Mm-hmm. If you're like me and like most of us, where freedom is just non-negotiable, you know, it's something you'll fight and bleed for. What is that in your private inner space? Mm-hmm. Not in a doing, but in a being state, mm-hmm. You know? So we'll explore that in our next episode. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much, Tanya, once again, for showing up with us today. Thank you, everyone, for being here, for tuning in, for exploring. We always love to hear from all of you. If you have any thoughts, any questions, any comments on all that we're exploring, please reach out, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here with us. Be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast so you receive updates when new episodes are available. And if you loved this podcast and are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we would so appreciate you leaving a rating and review. All the reviews really, really help us to reach more listeners like you. Learn more about Tanya and her online offerings by following her Instagram account, TanyaKazi1. You can find me on YouTube. Search for Alter Movement Studio, where you can find a full library of free classes on instinctive meditation, breath work, and mindful movement. Every Monday, we release a new class on YouTube, so be sure to subscribe in order to continue learning with us. Thank you so much for being here. See you next week.